everybody. Very nice to see everyone. I hope you had a meaningful Pesach. And now we're back, and we still have a lot to do. So we're still at the beginning of Masa Chalav, but okay, Be'ez Hashem. And we did Tarubas, Masa Chalav. We'll see what else we'll have time to do. This year usually goes till the end of June. So whatever we could do. Past years I've also done some Malicha and Shkita. We'll see, you know, what we could do with that. But let's see what we could. Sometimes around June time, I usually guess more than twice a week. If you're interested in it, we'll see how we're proceeding. And we'll see what we need to do. But the key is you should do Chazara as we're going along. And these are, you know, still a lot of very important inyanim and basam chalav that we have to cover. Okay, we always begin with the niggun, and then we'll go into the limud. Avinu harachamon, rachem aleinu, v'seiv libeinu bino. V'avinu v'askiu, avinu harachamon, hamerachem. Of the animal is called the Or HaKeva. That's the actual meat, the basar. That's what the stomach is made out of. And then you have the milk that's in the stomach, which has an acidic quality to it. And if you'll put the Or HaKeva, or the keva is the milk that's in the stomach, which both have acidic qualities, and if you'll take some regular milk and you'll put either the keva or the Or HaKeva in the milk, in regular milk that was not in the stomach of the animal, so that milk will turn to cheese. That milk will turn to cheese. So, and that is called a Dover Hamamid. Meaning, a Dover Hamamid means something that you'll put in, say, into a liquid, and it'll change its form as a result. So, if you have the liquid milk, and you put the Or HaKeva in, you put a piece of the stomach in the milk, it'll change its form and turn into cheese. So it'll come from a liquid to a solid. Now the halacha is that a dover hamamid is not batel. So if you have a non-kosher animal and you have the stomach of a non-kosher animal and you put part of the stomach in milk, so, and now you have cheese, so that cheese will be treif because the animal is not kosher. The meat of the stomach of that animal is not kosher. Say it comes from a nevela or a trefa or something like that.
Chazer.
So it's not kosher. And it'll change the milk into cheese, but now the cheese you won't be able to eat. Because even though perhaps you have a whole vat of milk, and you only have a little piece of stomach, so you definitely have shishim. You definitely have shishim kenegdo, right? Nonetheless, it's not batel because davar hamamid is not batel. We'll see if that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. We'll see later in the shir. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? But it's not batel. Davar hamamid is eino batel. Parenthetically, a question that is going to be a famous tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger about is how come we don't say any time you... So, but say it's a kosher stomach from a kosher animal and you put it in the milk. So then that's good, right? So let me ask you a question. Why don't you say it's basa b'cholof? Don't remind me, they know batal. Right? Every cheese should be basa b'cholof. Oh, it's good kasha. Every cheese. So that question we're not going to answer today, but we're going to hopefully deal with that in the future. And even if you want to tell me it's not basa b'cholof, because... But at least it's a question, you know, isn't it at least aim of Adlanis? I mean, it's not batel. So it'll be Basa B'cholov. And even if it would be batel, it still would be usher to do. Because aim of Adlanis or Lechatchila. Even if you'd say it would be batel B'shishim, it still wouldn't be good with aim of Adlanis or Lechatchila. So these are a lot of the questions that we have to deal with in the upcoming Sugyas. Now, there is a discussion of what is the status of the milk inside the stomach of an animal. What is the status of the milk? In other words, again, We have to be careful. There are two places in the animal that there's milk. One is in the udder. That's the milk that the animal itself is producing. So that milk is milk, for sure. But the milk inside the stomach is the milk that the animal consumed. Like when we consume food, then it's in our stomach. So when the animal drinks milk, then it'll also be in the stomach. So what is that called? So maybe that's called milk. It drinks milk. Or do we say no? Maybe the acidity of the stomach causes the milk to be what? To lose its status of milk. Because the acidity in the stomach is changing the form of the milk. So this is the first part of the discussion. What is the status of milk inside the stomach? So there are three shitas in the Rishonim regarding this question. The Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rif, Rambam Rif, and Rabbeinu Tam. Those are the three Shitas. So, if you look in Rashi, on page 2, Reza Asura, Chol Hanimtza Karish Ba'or HaKeva, Shemolchim Osa Ba'or Bein shadostim v'menu cholav acher, bein shemolchim v'so ima, nira b'einai isa gomer k'mosim b'cholav, mamash. Nesag v'ina isa gomer v'ein b'yodi koch lahatir. So Rashi says that the cholav that's in the stomach of an animal is cholav. No matter what form, even though it might have what? The acidity might have caused it to solidify in a certain manner. It's still chalav. And therefore, if you put salt inside the stomach, right, so then you would create basar chalav. Because the stomach itself is basar. The milk is milk. So even though the milk, after it solidifies, is might changing the form, but it's still milk. It's still milk.
Yeah, because if they put salt in it.
So then, if you put salt in it, then it means that you're cooking Maliach Roseach, Basar Cholav. Now, even though it won't be Basim Cholav Midoraisa, because Lamaisa, it's not Derech Vishal Bekach. But still, Rashi Shita is that the milk inside the Keva is milk. Cholav Hanimtza Koresh Bo'ar Keva Shemolchim Osa Bo'ora Be'in Shenosim Mil Cholav Acher Be'in Shemolchim Osa Ima Nira Be'ena Yisr Gomer Ki Basim Cholav Midorabon, at least. Because if the milk would lose its status of milk because it changed its form, then it wouldn't have been even an isser of Basar Mechalav even with Rabbanan. But Rashi Shita is that the milk that changes its form is still milk.
According to Rashi, then, if you were to take that milk out and then like wash out the stomach, would you be allowed to then cook that, or would you be still kosher? Should there be some milk left over in the stomach, and basically you couldn't eat the stomach as meat because you'd be worried of salting in that sense. Whatever might be there when you salt the stomach.
If you salt the stomach,
and then after you take the milk out, do you then salt the stomach to eat it, or would there still be some form of maybe whole fish for whatever was left over when you after you took the milk out?
If it depends how good a job you do.
This is where the animal is dead, and
Yeah, the animal is dead. We're not taking the milk out of the stomach, but it's alive. This is Acher Misa.
Milk is that you drink. It's not
the challah from the udder that the animal created. It's the challah that the animal consumed.
Is it not also like before it gets to the udder? Like it's not. I don't know how cows work, but it doesn't start off in the stomach. Is it that from milk the animal drank, not milk that's like under development?
Right. In other words, the animal from the udder that the animal created. And then you're going to squeeze it out, and then you'll have milk that the animal created. But then, what about the animal, the milk that the animal consumes himself?
Cows drink milk?
Yeah. Okay, that is the shita of Rashi. Now, the Rambam and the Rif go to the opposite extreme. Take a look on page 3 in the Rif. He says, the Hilchos on the left side, in the Rif, 5 lines from the bottom, the second word on the line, on the left side. The Hilchos, Ein Lamidim B'or Kevis Nevela. You can't take the stomach and put it in milk to be mamid because it's chafed, it's Nevela. Aval bekeves in the veil over keves shchitas over kachavim over keves ksheira sheyonka min atreifa. But what if you have the milk inside? The keva is the milk inside. There's the or keva and the keva. So the keva is the milk inside the stomach. Even though the word keva is stomach, but don't confuse it. That usually when they want to say the milk of the stomach, they say the keva, and the stomach itself is the or a keva. Okay? Sometimes they use it interchangeably, it can be confusing. So you always have to make sure, whenever you're reading the word keva, are we talking about the or a keva, or are we talking about the milk inside? So again, Rashi Shita is the milk inside, even though it became Karush is still milk. But the Rif says that the Kavis Shchitas Ovikachavim, the Kavis Ksherish Yonkom and Atrefa Mamidin. In other words, the milk inside, even if you have a kosher animal that got milk from a treif animal, so the milk is treif. But what? That milk becomes kosher. Why? My time, the cholav hamuchunus b'or hakeva pirsher ba'almahu, because the milk inside the stomach is pirsher ba'alma. Is what?
Waste,
dung. Meaning, the fact that the milk has a new form, it loses its status of milk, and even if it was treif, it's now kosher. Because it's like nifsal, you know, we have the concept of nifsal. So therefore, if you put it inside other milk, you put the milk from the stomach. This is mama's treif milk. It was the animal got nursed from a treif animal. So there's treif milk inside, and now it's a glob, and you put that glob in kosher milk. To be mamid, right? It's good. It's kosher, because it's not being considered being mamid with something treif. So Mamela, this is the opposite of Rashi. This is the opposite end of the spectrum of Shitas Rashi. Because Shitas Rashi is that milk inside the animal, whether it was kosher milk, treif milk, is still milk, even if it now has a different form. And if it was treif milk, it remains treif. And Shitas HaRambam V'Harif is that, no, it's Pirsha Ba'alma, and it loses its status of whatever it was. So it loses its status of, if it's treif milk, it's not treif anymore.
So but it has status of par, it has status of what?
Yeah, so let's say, maybe it loses status of milk, we'll have to see. But it's not treif anymore. Whereas the Rashi sheet is, no, it's still regular milk. Whatever it was initially, it doesn't change. So those are the two extreme sheetas. And the middle sheeta is sheetas Rabbeinu Tam. That is here on page 2, Kuf Tev Zayin Amud Beis. Four, five lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehani Mili Cholov Tzolol Shabtoch HaKeva, L'Choshiv Pirsha, Ava HaKor Shabtoch HaKeva Choshiv Pirsha. So Rabbeinu Tam says it depends. Again, the animal drank milk, so now there's milk inside. There's milk inside the Keva, the milk inside the Or HaKeva, I should say. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it depends what form the milk is. If it's still liquid, then it's what it was originally. If it changed its form and now it's a glob, it's Kurush, then it's Pir Shabalma. So basically Rabbeinu Tam holds like, doesn't say like Rashi or, you know, the Rashi Shita is, it's always milk. And the Rif Shita is, no matter what, it's always Pirsha. And Rabbeinu Tam is Mechalik, between whether it's still in its liquid form or changed to its solid form. If it's still in its liquid form, it has the same din that it had before. It's milk. And if it was treif milk, then it's still treif milk. And if it's kosher, then it's kosher milk. But if it changed, if it solidified, so then it no longer has a din of... of milk, and if it was especially if it was treif milk, it's not. It's kosher now, and therefore you could even take that glob and throw it in a new vat of milk, and it'll be mamid it, but that won't be considered being mamid b'dover ha'aser, because it's no longer dover aser, and then it would be kosher. It won't be under the din of dover mamid in a bottle, because dover mamid in a bottle is if the Dover Mamid is the Isser, then it won't be Vata. But here, it's Heter. So those are the three Shitas. Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rif and Rambam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam.
When the Shaila is when you put the Or HaKeva into the milk, right? The Or HaKeva?
No.
The Keva itself?
The milk itself.
Milk into milk?
Milk into milk. Meaning milk that was in the stomach, into milk that was not in the stomach. The milk that was in the stomach is called the keva.
Right.
Even though the word keva means stomach, but as the stomach itself is the Or HaKeva, the milk is the keva. So that's what we're talking about.
So the shayla is about the...
And this has nothing to do with the milk that was in the otter.
Right.
That's a different milk. That's the milk that the animal itself... this animal produced. Now this milk is that it's in this animal's cave, it was in another animal's udder. You understand?
Would we have a question of actually in this case? Like we had the gelatin, that you switch the form, so now it's an itself, but now you're making a cheese again, now you're making a milk again, now you're transforming into something that is edible. If it was milk in the stomach, that wasn't true.
You mean, in other words, I mean, how would this work with the regular, with the deed of, okay, but then you have to know whether these, any particular Rishon, what they hold about Akshavei. Not everyone agreed that there's a concept of Akshavei, right?
But
it's a similar idea that if you would hold Akshavei, let's see how we pass it. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch now and see how we pass it on the Shiloh. And the Rambam as well, take a look, one second, take a look on page 4. In Perek Tes Halacha Tes Vav. Keva Shabishla Bechal of Shabbat Muteris. So here, you know, again, here the word keva means what? Or a keva. So it's tricky. That's why this is very tricky. Right here means that if you take the stomach and there's milk in the stomach and then you cooked it, keva shebishlo b'cholav shabbos. So cholav shabbos, in other languages we would call that the keva. But here this word keva means the ora keva. So ora keva shebishlo b'cholav shabbos muteres she'enu cholav elohu ketinofis. That's the Rambam and the Rif. This is the Rambam speaking. And because he holds that it's tinofis, shere yistane v'me'ayin. Okay, so that's the that is the Rif Shita, the Rambam Shita. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say about this matter? Oh, so let's see. Page 6, Pei Zayin Tes. Yeah. Halak cholav hanimtza b'keva, einu cholav, umutu levasha bo basar, afilu b'tzol shaba. So the Mechaber says that the cholov inside, again, or hakeva. But he's quoting, you know, the Rambam. He uses lashon keva for or hakeva. So he holds that it's pirsha, and this is the Rambam of the Rif. Even if it's liquid, it's pirsha. V'yesh Misha Oser. And there is a Shita that Asas. We'll see. Now, in our learning, this could mean Rashi, or it could mean Rabbi Tam. So let's look in the Shach. Fish misha oser, perish b'tzolol. As the Shach claims, as we'll see, that in the Shulchan Aruch they never quote Shitas Rashi. Rashi didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Pri Chadash, as I show you, Pri Chadash gives a very laudatory compliment to Rashi. You want to see? Page 12. You can't give a bigger compliment than what the Pri Chadash says to Rashi on page 12. Okay, Tfilin is a separate issue. He says, Ukvar hofia ruach hakodesh beveis midrasho shel Rashi. The cost of shemasha ad achshav hayanohek heter bedover hayatoa bekach. V'chein mukher das harosh lo katur v'abach v'hin das hara'o. So he says kvar hofia ruach hakodesh beveis midrasho shel Rashi. So that's a compliment. But the Shach holds, we'll see, that Rashi is not really, you know, we know he's not one of the players here. So either a Rambam Rif person or you're a Rabbeinu Tam person. He says the Shulchan Aruch never really quotes Rashi in other places. Look at these halachas. So when he's saying this halacha, he's not referring to Rashi, because he's only referring to Rabbeinu Tam. Perish b'tzol kumot shekotzum le'el. Ba'alzeh kosev haram ha'go'a v'chei no'agim. You see, in the and that's what the Ramah is going to say, v'chei no'agim kosev ha'go'a v'sif yod chalei b'kor shel tzol. So the Yesh Misha'ose, and then the Ramah says, the Chei Noagim means Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and it's talking about Dafka Tzol. This is the liquid. And let's look at Sif Yud now for a second. Cholav Hanimtza Bekeva. So again, we're talking about cholov that's found in the Or HaKeva. And then parenthetically he writes, well, let's start, skip the verse. Let's just read the Mechaber first. Cholov HaNimtza BeKeva. Right. Shenimlach BeKevasa. So it's Nimlach BeKevasa. Osha Omed Bo Yom Echad. Or it's standing there for a day, so it's kovash. So now it's going to have the tam habasar in the cholov. Also lahamid bo. You're not allowed to be mamid. Now, why? Because it becomes Basar B'cholov. But whose shita is this? If you hold like Rambam and Rif, it doesn't become Basar B'cholov because the cholov is not cholov anymore. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then only it should only apply when it's tzolo. So the Shach says, also I'm in both of tests, mashim de'i chilek ben karsh l'tzol, haynu l'chat chila. In other words, he's saying that which sheet are we following in Yud? In other words, in Sif tests, he seems to be a big Rambam and Rif person. That's the Iker Halach is the Rambam and the Rif. It's a Yesh Misha Oser is the Rabbeinu Tam. So he's a Rambam and Rif person. So then what's he doing in Siv Yud? Contradicting himself and saying that if you're mamid, if you have the milk inside the keva for 24 hours where it's salty, then a mamidimbo because it becomes basar b'cholov. But if you're a Rambam and Rif person, then the milk is not milk. The milk is perish ma'alma, so it's mutal gamre. So what's the problem of ein mamidimbo? So he says, well, lechatchila, we don't want you to. Avagav the mutal vashal b'karish, even though you can mamish b'vashal apil lechatchila. Lo shakosu b'sivkot nechot hay.
Right? That's the sif test. He can even lavashel. Because you hold like the Rambam of the Rif, it's not milk. Hasam shayna she'ikad isra ila bishum chol of hakeva v'keva t'korosh hu havik kipirsha. Aval hacha need the pirsha hu because mokom keva d'mimlo choshim am be'esla is the keva okay, kabla tam mi'or hakeva. Aval hachi osra l'chadchila. He's saying that over there Hasim Shaikev Shaikan Isra El Mishum Khol of Hakeva, the Kavan the Korushu Haviki Pirsha, but how can he the Pirsha who he called Makam Kavan the Mimla Hoshom, the eighth place Makeva, okay, Kabul Tami or Akeva, Haki also the Hakim Habi Bokvinus. Being in the Eve, that's a Macham Sifa Bresios, you shall have him calling him. Kach Sosum Khan, Fainkan Das Aram Bahago. So he's making some type of chiluk that, because in Sif Tes, Cholov Hanimtsa became Enu Cholov. Right? So, Mutul Vashel Bobasa, a few Mutzol Shabbat. So, Chora, that's because it's Pirsha, so it's not Vasim Cholov. So he's saying, so why in Sif Yud is he saying that also, Lamibo, Mashmud, he could even bevashal it in it in Siftes. So he says, Hashem Shani Sheikan Israel Mishum Cholav Hakeva, the Kavan, the Korashu Havikipirsha. In other words, the Cholav of the Kava is Korash, so it's Pirsha. So then you can. Yeah. How can he the pirsha who become welcome came in the nimlach of Shom Meisalis Bekeva al kei kam latam me or hakeva. So it was it got tam from the or hakeva. Vachi also mechatchil lahamid bo gvinus. So mechatchil you shouldn't. You shouldn't use it to be mamid because it's just because it's like a quasi basa b'cholov.
It's after 24 hours.
Yeah, or malicha. But it's if tests. Not sure you can even do the chatchila. So I still don't understand what's the. Right. Okay.
That's ham basa. That's ham basa.
Yeah. Well, so what you're saying is
the master today is that
it was, so the question is, but so what? But it's kosher. So why is that any different than the halacha that I could take a piece of meat and cook it with the milk?
Because that's just the challah is not usher. If it got ham from other challah, fine. But this challah is not challah. So you're cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking basar in soy milk, but if soy milk has this makabel from basar, so then you have to deal with the basar in the soy milk.
Yes, so there's busted in the soy milk. Okay, good.
So if I want to then take that pirsha and now be mounted on other hollow with it.
Yeah, no.
So now I have the tam habasar that's in there. So that tam habasar is made contribute to that
may affect the real chalav, the real cheese that you want to make. If I'm just cooking basar in soy milk, that's fine.
But it's basar. But it's basar.
So, but the Dalai Lama says, so today, if you're worried about tam basar, that's in pirsha. That's because people, yes, worry about the tam basar that's in the pirsha, which may affect the chalav. Or do I say the Bavidiyavid, you don't have to worry about it, because the Lama is in pirsha. So, tam pirsha, the tam basar pirsha is still like the pirsha. But at least the
Kafila,
you want to
avoid. So why in Tess? He say.
It's just.
But Tess, he's having a chalav in the cave. Chalav. It's pirsha,
it's
right?
Pirsha. It's
basar.
Are you cooking
basar? Yes. Pirsha? Right. Basar pirsha is not a nothing wrong with that. Basar and pirsha, and then you can eat it.
Yeah, but here I want to use this chalav and be mamad. Right.
Mamet something else.
Something else. And this has
Mamet
basar. So I want to
keep coming.
Let's eat potato.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to be Mamet, no. So, Maisa, if it will be. So it's meat.
It's meat.
So now.
It's
so the question is meat.
Because it was Nimla, or it was Kava.
Or Kava. Right. 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 Is you can only not be mamid if the or kevah shall nevela. But if it's kosher, it's okay. But there is a shita that I didn't disclose yet that says that you can't do even in the basar shel kshera. Yeah. So I think some want to say that the Shach is working on the Lechatchil on that sheet. So then he says, because you can't have milk in the cave until the milk cools off. Because in other words, once you shecht it, so then it's hot. So then you shouldn't leave the milk inside because it'll get a tam. So therefore, once you shech the animal, chatchila, you shouldn't leave the milk there to let it cool off there, because then it'll get the tam from the basar. Do you have any lochosh? Etc. So we'll see. There is a shita. I made a whole packet on this. What's that other shita? But if you're going to be mamid, so then you have this shita that basar alone is a problem. Because it'll be basar to be mamid with basar kshera is also a problem, then l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. Oh, okay. But it seems that the Mechaber's Iker Deya is like the Rambam's Rif. And then sometimes I'll give Rabbi Natan a little bit of credence. If you look in the Prima Gondim on page 7, just as we were saying before, in Chaf Hey. Yesh Mishaos, the Kosovo Shach Hay Ritzovel, Udas Abedatan. The low Teva Shudas Rash. This is where he explains the Shach. Don't say the Osef Korosh. In Pei Aleph, Lohevi HaMechaber, B'Ksheir Shiyon Kamitrei Fakim Svar Harif Ramin. In Pei Aleph, Sivav, when he discussed this issue, Rashi Sheet does not quote it. So you see that the Mechaber didn't quote Sheet as Rashi in Pei Aleph Vav, so therefore he's not all of a sudden bringing in Rashi here. Yishmitzor as Rashi, V'lo Din Tan. Okay. Now a couple of things. Here, if you take a look on page 10, page 10, Sifur Aleph, he says, "Im hem gvina b'or kevus k'sheira, yesh bo tam basar asura." In other words, if you don't have shishim, in other words, everyone agrees that if you don't have shishim, then it's you don't need that special shita. The special shita that I was telling you about is even if you have shishim, when you say dover mamid eno batel, was that only by something that nevela or even by kshera? Pashup shad is what he says over here. Hei gvina for kevas kshera, yesh batam basar asura v'imla muteris. Because once you have shishim, you don't say dover mabid by ksheira. Haval mabid b'or kevas nevelu treifu b'eimet meya also b'kol shehu, and there's no din of shishim. And the Rama says, "We should dover also ba'atzmo mabid afil be'elof lo batel." But he says, "Aval imhaya sham gamke mamid heter having zevzegorim." In other words, say you have two things that are mamid, a kosher thing and a non-kosher thing you put in the milk, and they both have this ability to be mamid. Then zevzegorim is mutter if the shishim can negate iser. And then the shach says the chilun. Is a cost of a post give the or cave as a shaver mechash who mutter but they ask for late pay answer and show can do a magvein colleagues until your time will have boss of a call of who have a high happy coy by happy coy well or the veiler so also may ask for came to mamid on a road to you who is of the head a sharp post of a few mamid but or cave as the veiler but till the shishim the idvar mukhoch okay yeah what do you say
by
This shaila of the three shitas, is this a machlokas midaraisa or only midarabanan? Pashas, it seems that their argument at the daraisa level is it still milk or is not milk, or in the so. See, we know there's a din of kufyud gimel on the base of page 11. Rabbi Shmuel Gudila, Rabbi says a chol, Gudila, Rabbi says a mesa. And then there's a din, b'chol v'imo, v'lo b'chol shchuta. Right? In other words, we've discussed this halacha, that any milk that's found in the animal after it's shechted, is only midrabanan. So this is the question. That halacha, that chol of shchuta is only drabanan, does that only refer to the chol of the udder? Because it never came out. So it's chol of shchuta. So that's only the wrong. But what about the chol of in the stomach, the chol of keva? So maybe that has nothing to do with chol of shchuta. Because that came out of another animal, and it was just digested into this. So that's not chalav shchuta, that's real chalav. Chalav shchuta is the thing that was produced in the animal, but never came out lavir ha'olam. That's chalav shchuta, and only the rabbanim. But the chalav keva that came out from another animal, maybe that's called real chalav d'oraisa. And therefore, the whole machlokas between the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rabbeinu Tam is on a deraisa level. What do we say? No. That the cholav in the keva, after it was shechted, that's also called what? That's also called cholav shkuta, and then therefore the whole machlokas is only midrabanan. So this is a discussion in the poskim. I am of the favor of the pre-chadash. Rabbi Tuchman likes the other sheet, but I like the pre-chadash. And the pre-chadash says, on page 12. He discusses the shittas here. And he says it's chol of mamash. Then he quotes the Rashi, and then he says, "Achol v'ashen yonkel min atreif v'kevasa asur l'fei shechal atreif ha'vekev v'chol gav na'osel v'ashel b'chol v'lokal achila u'bishol k'shor cholav v'vashel mishum d'chol v'gomeru." He says it's real cholov. You get malchus, but the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rabbi Tuchman points out the Sefer Chinuch as well. The Aruch HaShulchan says, next page 13. He says this whole discussion is only on the Darabana level, the three shittas. Because anyway, it's chol of shchuta. So the pashtus says, no, it's not chol of shchuta. It's real chol of. Chol of shchuta is only going on the chol of the inside the animal that didn't come out. That's chol of shchuta. But anything else is real cholov. Then there's a discussion here in the Rebbe Kiva Eger about, he says on page 14, he says, "Istafakti b'cholov b'pekua." What about the cholov of a ben pekua? So ben pekua is called. But what's a ben pekua? Hopefully we'll get to it. But if we don't, at least know what a ben pekua is. But you have the animal that's pregnant, and you shech the animal. You shech the mother. So the halacha is that the animal inside that comes out after the sheet of the mother, al pidin, is considered shechted. So even though it's running around now, I can just shoot it with a gun, and it's not an avela. Because the ben pekua is nitar b'shechita simo. So let's say this animal that's running around now, in other words, the mother was shechted, then the animal was born, and that animal comes around, what's the status of the milk of that animal? Is that real milk? Because lamaisa, physically, it's running around, and we say, no, al pidin, it's considered shechted. Haraya, midaraisa, I could go ahead and shoot it, and it'll be kosher. It won't be an avela, because al pidin is considered shechted. So he says, "Nestapatim cholav v'pekula, mikri cholav shkuta, kevin dimatinan lom dim cholav imo shkuta in ruilios aim." He says, "There's no shachar v'pekula," because the whole idea is cholav imo below cholav shkuta, but maybe that's only when it was really shechted, meaning but here the mother was shechted, but this thing is halachically shechted. So halachically shechted, but lamaisa it's still royally yosein. So he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Bechoros. Right, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that cholov is mutter? How can you drink milk? How can you drink milk? Isn't it a question, like Rav Shechter pointed out, 2 days of the Gemara? Maybe it's Yotzei Min Osser, Basar, you know, Eivor Min Achai, or it's a part of Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. So the Gemara says it's possible you can drink milk, because Eretz Zavos Cholov is Vash, the Torah is Mesav Shabech Eretz Yisrael, that it produces milk. So obviously if it would be something you could drink, it wouldn't be such a milah, right? Or the fact that there's an Isser Basar Cholov, so the Pashas means that Basar alone is Mutter, Cholov alone is Mutter, and then when they come together, it's Asr. But if Cholov alone would be Asr, so that wouldn't be the Pashas in what the whole concept of Isser Basar Cholov is. So that was another rhyme. It's Asr Rahman and Basar Cholov HaCholov Mechud Eshari. So Rabbi Kivayga says, but no, but Mizilbi Itzrech L'Cholov Ben Pekua. But maybe the Chiddush is that it's telling you that normally Cholov alone is awesome. Cholov alone is awesome. And the Isser Basam Cholov is only by Cholov Pekua from Ben Pekua, because there it's already considered Shechter. And only over there do you need a Gzeret HaKatz of from Basar Cholov. But the Gemara says it's a good raya. So it must be that you can't say this, that it's talking about only from Pekua. So the fact that the Gemara didn't say, it said that raya, didn't slug it up by saying it's Cholov Pekua, the mikri chol shkuta achak, yeah. So Mar says it's a good raya. But the problem, maybe it's not a good raya because it's still mitzrich lechol ben pekua. That really chol is awesome ben pekua is mutter. Therefore, you need this. And the fact it didn't say that, so you see that of course the mikri chol shkuta achak hamatzas came as a shem shar melach. So you see that. In other words, maybe there's a custom as the chol of ben pekua. And the verse says, Asr Rahman Basim Khalha, who flew there. Right? So, Zilma Isri Khalha Bukhua. A prophet of Mikri Khalha Shkuta. Akak, yeah. So you see that it's called Khalha Shkuta. So therefore, that's why you're not going to say that it's Isri Khalha Bukhua. Because Khalha Bukhua is considered Khalha Shkuta. And therefore, Chol Shkuta is book.
So
he's saying that Chol Shkuta is Chol Shkuta. The verse says the Rai that Basim Cholov, the Cholov is Mutter, is because the Torah asks Basim Cholov. So Mashi, each one alone is Mutter. Right, but maybe not. Maybe Cholov is Osir, and the only reason you need the Gezeiras HaKasav is to Osir by. You don't need a special Chiddush by regular Cholov because the regular Cholov is Osir anyway. But maybe by Cholov by Pekua. Cholov Bekua is Cholov Shkuta, so therefore that would normally be Mutter, but normally would be Mutter because it's Cholov Shkuta. So Al Kacham, so you see that it must be called Cholov Shkuta. Okay, you know, we're not going to finish now this whole packet, so I'll say it clearer next time. We'll pick up from here. Okay, so that's the beginning of what we're talking about.